I was positively forced to interrupt Laura once more. "You don't seem to have been determined to take a very bright view of the case," I remarked. "Of course I knew nothing against Miss Robinson, and I had every reason to think her a very nice girl, but it would have been rather thrilling to find out that she was a notorious thief and a well-known member of a gang of international crooks."
"Just like a film. I'm dreadfully afraid that it's only in films that exciting things like that happen."
"Well, we waited in breathless suspense. There was not a sound. I expected to hear a scuffle in the hall, or at least a smothered shriek. I thought the silence very ominous. Then the door opened and Miss Robinson walked in. I noticed at once that the necklace was gone. I could see that she was pale and excited. She came back to the table, sat down, and with a smile threw on it..."
"On what?"
"On the table, you fool, a string of pearls. 'There's my necklace,' she said." Count Borselli leaned forwards. "Oh, but those are false," he said. "I told you they were," she laughed.